guys. How's it going? Sorry, I don't know what happened there. Let me know when you jump on if you can hear me. My reception is really, really, really funky. I've been trying to go live as well again. Been trying to come back and it hasn't been doing it. But anyway, let's roll with it and let's see what's happening. Hope you guys are good. Hope you're having a good Thursday. Hope you're having a good week. We're obviously well into January. Couple of things, you know, I'm sort of well on with my sort of weight loss mission. Had a really, really good start. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling motivated. I'm feeling full of energy. It's pretty cool. So if you're not on a weight loss mission, maybe you're feeling a little bit crappy. There it goes. Poor network connection again. I don't know what's going on. So basically, it's been a good start to the year. If you're not there yet, I implore you, get doing something, get out walking, do something, just make yourself feel better. You'll be happier for it. You'll be healthier. And obviously you're going to start taking off this new year. And I hope that you get something awesome. But I was reading something earlier, which I really want to share with you guys, because I think it's actually properly amazing. The Chinese bamboo tree, it's actually quite unique. And a couple of things that I was reading about it. So most trees grow slow and steady. You know, oak trees, all that kind of stuff. Listen, I'm not a tree expert. This is something I read. But hey, Paula, how's it going? You all right? Let me know if you can hear me, guys, because I'm not sure if this live is working or not, to be honest, because I've tried to come on like 3 or 4 times and it hasn't let me. So I don't know what the hell is going on. But the Chinese bamboo tree, it's not like other trees. It's totally different. It's quite unique. What it does, right, most trees grow slow and steady. As we know, we see them all over UK, all that kind of stuff. Or I don't know where you're from anyway. Let me know where you're from. But Chinese bamboo tree doesn't. Nice one, Rob. How's it going, mate? Hey, Darren, you good, mate? The Chinese bamboo tree doesn't. It doesn't grow slow and steady. Once planted, it needs fertilization and watering every single day. Okay, so the Chinese farmers, you know, will go up to it, they'll water it every single day without fail. Hey, Kirk, how's it going? Nice one, Rob. What's the weather like up there? Is it snowing yet? So once planted, it needs fertilization and watering every single day for 4 years, okay, before any kind of results happen. This is actually a little bit like, actually, I'll go through the whole story. This is actually a little bit like, you know, a weight loss journey or building a business or working for a promotion or something like that. The reason why is because we have to put in graft. We have to put in work without any sort of real results. Hey, Matthew. Hey, Ryan. How's it going? We have to put in work without any sort of results. So the Chinese bamboo tree, you know, the farmer is basically watering it, fertilizing it for 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. No results. And then what happens? It breaks out of the ground over 4 years. So it's about an inch. It's about that big. So 4 years of fertilizing, water, everything. You know, this guy, he's going out in the rain. He's going out in the rain, you know, to do it. He's fertilizing it. He's digging it in. He's making it happy. All this, what's happening, Ben? You good, mate? So he keeps doing it for 4 years and then he gets a tiny, like, you know, couple of inches, yeah? And then over the next 6 weeks, it grows up to 90 feet, okay? So what was happening? One thing, the Chinese are having faith that this plant is going to grow and it's going to be strong, it's going to be steady, it's going to be amazing. And they need patience, yeah, because what is happening is that the plant is growing. It cannot grow 90 feet unless it has a strong, that's a big inch, bro. Yeah, nice. There's always someone, isn't it? So what happened is that it needs a strong foundation so that it can grow 90 feet. Because if the foundation isn't big enough, if the root isn't big enough, then it's going to fall over and it's going to die. So obviously it takes that you know, 4 years growing its root and proper solidifying itself in the ground for future growth. Now, this is very, very similar. And what I kind of took from this was that I think that it's really, really, really kind of similar to what we do as people. Hey, Caitlin. What we do, you know, so we make a decision to do something, you know, at the start of the year. And I think it's really telling this time of year, because we make a decision to do something at the start of the year. You know, who's made a New Year's resolution? Who's still on it? Who's not on it? Who didn't even bother? It's not a judgment, guys. It's literally just what happens. You know, everybody does it at the start of the year. But we make a decision at the start of the year to do something, or we say that we're going to do a goal. And, you know, we hammer it. We go absolutely hard, yeah, for, you know, 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, you know, something like that. And we get disenchanted with our results. You know, we're not happy about it. We're not losing, hey, Lee, you good, mate? We're not losing enough weight. You know, we're not gaining enough muscle, yeah? We're not making enough money. We're not happy, you know, in whatever. How are you doing, Rob? Have you still stopped smoking? That's amazing, mate. But we keep going. And then we get to a point where we're like, you know what, sod it, whatever. 6 weeks, 7 weeks in or something like that. So basically what this story about the Chinese bamboo tree, 4 years for 1 inch. Is that an inch? 4 years for 1 inch and then 6 weeks for, you know, up to 90 feet. So what, well done, Rob, that's amazing. So what we need to do is that we need to be, have faith that the process is working, commit to a goal. I mean, what they do say is that certain habits take 21 days to form. So you've got to commit for them 21 days, but then you've got to take it at a week at a time. Don't look at the future goal, because when you look at goals in horizon, they seem far away. So that when you do make small amounts of progress, you're like, oh my God, could you imagine that bamboo tree? You know, the farmer, it grows an inch and he's like, oh, sod that, man, I'm done. It's got to be up 90 feet, man, and it's an inch. And I sod that, man. And then and then he pulls it out of the ground, he chucks it away. No, he stays. Over the next 6 weeks, it grows 90 feet. So guys, this is very similar to our goals. And I implore you guys, if you're on a health kick, if you're on a weight loss mission or anything like that, and what's happening, George, and you're feeling like, you know, it isn't working, you're feeling like you're fed up, you're missing, you know, the beer, maybe you're on a dry January or something like that, or you're missing the beer, you're missing the good food, you know, all that kind of stuff. What's happening, Nathan? You know, I implore you, just carry on, yeah, because the results are coming. But sometimes you've got to have a little faith. Sometimes you've got to kind of just, you know, ignore the distractions, and you've got to keep on doing. You've got to do what you said you were going to do. That's the thing about motivation. It's sticking to a goal when the feeling you set the goal in has gone. That's what motivation is. And well done, Lee. That's amazing. And well, and you know what? It is difficult. Because obviously we see, like, you know, especially social media. I've seen it tonight. You know, there's people, like, you know, having drinks and stuff like that. And it's all, I'm like, oh my God, I'd love a Thursday pint. I'd love a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday pint. no, but you know, I did crack sort of last weekend as well. I had a pint on a Sunday. I was doing self-assessments. And what is it? I had one. And you know, I didn't feel that bad about it. But what I am doing is that I'm trying to become more aware of drinking. I'm trying to eat healthier. I'm trying to, you know, fuel myself, because I want things to be different. You know, I want things to be different. And I know I've got to exercise discipline, because that's one of the places that I kind of fall down. So, you know, I'm going to be more like the Chinese farmer. I'm going to have faith. I'm going to stick to the process. And I recommend that you guys do the same thing as well. Look it up on Google. It's amazing. It's actually a pretty inspiring story, and it'll probably tell you it better than I just have. But yeah, cheers, guys. Hope you're good. If I've actually got a link to the story which I was reading, so if you want it, reach out. But yeah, I hope you're good, guys. Take it easy.